W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They're President Biden's most outspoken comments yet about Israel's war in Gaza.
We're not walking away from Israel's security, we're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
The president on CNN talking about the U.S. pausing shipment of 1 ton and 1/4 ton bombs to Israel so they won't be used in Rafah.
They go into Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
An attorney for a black U.S. Air Force airman shot dead by police at his off-base apartment in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, was shot by Okaloosa County deputies who burst into the wrong apartment responding to a report of a disturbance. Attorney Benjamin Crump says Roger Fortson was on a video call when it happened. Here in New York City, Reuven Kahane charged with felony assault after, say, police he hit a woman with his car during a student-led pro-Palestinian demonstration. This is ABC News. They're low-fat and high-protein. Insects are edible. And with the double brood of 13- and 17-year cicadas starting to emerge in the Midwest and South, some chefs are saying, eat up.
Brooklyn, New York chef Joseph Yoon tells the New York Times he'll use the bugs in everything from tempura to kimchi to casseroles. He says he thinks of cicadas as just another ingredient, like shrimp or lobster. In fact, they are as closely related to those crustaceans that the FDA says people with allergic reactions to shellfish shouldn't consume. Otherwise, scientists say it's perfectly safe to eat the periodical bugs, even though some prefer them right after they emerge from their exoskeletons as squishy things, and others say it's better to wait a little longer when they have more of a crunch. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Maryland transportation officials say they expect to have Baltimore's destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuilt by the fall of 2008 at a preliminary estimated cost of between $1.7 and $1.9 billion. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday touting Microsoft's new investment and his own economic record in Racine. The president reminding voters Donald Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 new jobs in the area but never delivered.
3,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term. But that's not on my watch.
Biden says he's created more jobs than Trump and nearly $1 trillion in private sector investment across the country. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The crew is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing to the Royals 6-4 on Wednesday. Tuesday night, the Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willy Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch. And it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always, always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price here. The overnight, mostly cloudy skies and mid-40s for lows, northeast winds just a bit breezy. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s. There may be one or two showers out there. Otherwise, winds will be gusty out of the northeast. It's 53 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next show, Turl Knight from the Turlton joins us to talk about the painted pianos that are coming to downtown Green Bay.
Then Sean Lynch from Winnebago Bicycle in Oshkosh will tell us about a fun event they have coming up.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. A lot to talk about today, and in this program is this. Well, actually, let me get to that in just a second. I just have to share with you a funny. I saw this on the internet. It's a tweet by Dr. Dana Menard, and Dana writes, "The cat who was completely obsessed with my bump when I was pregnant is quite uninterested in the baby now that she's out." And then she adds, "It's a weird way to find out that my cat is a Republican." I thought that was just great. All right, Paul Krugman, of all people, not of all people. Paul's pretty good, you know, not only is he a Nobel Prize winning economist, but he's a pretty good progressive. Paul joined us on the Air America cruise back in, I think it was 2006 or 7, something like that. He and I debated whether or not we should have free trade. He was in favor, I was opposed. It was interesting. I don't think he was real happy with me. But he's a nice guy. And a very, very smart man. And I have a lot of respect for Paul Krugman and his writings. And he's now talking about how Florida, and this is just weird, right? Florida just banned selling meat that was grown in the laboratory, although it's not actually grown in a laboratory. It'd be grown in, you know, big meat factories, basically, because they're trying to protect the Florida meat farmers, the ranchers, whatever they call themselves. And, you know, lab-grown meat is now a thing. It's real. And it will probably be showing up in substantial quantities in the next year or two in stores. It's just a matter of getting it to scale and making it cheaper than regular meat. And the difference, I don't eat meat. I have not eaten a piece of red meat since I was 16 years old, or since I was probably 15 years old. I think that that's probably something that I can credit my reasonably good health with. Never thought I'd live past 30, but here I am. But in any case, what I'm understanding is that from people who are meat eaters, that lab-grown meat is absolutely indistinguishable from regular meat. But the big plus of it is that it's very lean. It doesn't have the fats. It doesn't have anything close to the level of saturated fats that real meat does. It also doesn't have the pesticides that cows get from, you know, eating their grass, their grains and things. It doesn't have the heavy metal. I mean, just all the stuff that accumulates in the bodies of any animal it takes probably 30, 40 pounds of grass to make 1 pound of meat. And I don't know the numbers, but, you know, probably in somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe a lot more actually. And those compounds accumulate. Now, that doesn't happen in lab-grown meat. It's essentially pure. It's bottom line is it's healthier. And if And also, you know, the number one cause of climate change right now is transportation. The number two cause of climate change is building heating. And I might have those two backwards. It might be one and two are reversed. The number three cause of climate change worldwide is animal agriculture. Because it's just, you know, it's very, very intensive stuff. And it uses enormous, I mean, just, you know, making fertilizers. They make a lot of fertilizers. They make out of natural gas. You've got, you know, growing, transporting, you know, all the tractors and everything running on gasoline and whatnot. So it would be good for the planet, too. But this, as Paul Krugman writes, Florida has banned making and selling meat that's grown in a lab, a move several other states are considering amid worries about consumer safety and concerns that the technique could hurt the beef and poultry industries. And that's the bottom line. And Krugman says this new Florida law is a perfect illustration of how crony capitalism, culture war, conspiracy theorizing, and rejection of science have merged, ground together, you might say, in a way that largely defines American conservatism today. So the crony capitalism part is, you know, the farmers in Florida get together and they go to the legislators and they say, hey, we give you guys money every year, you better do what we say, or you're not going to get any more money from us. And the lab-grown meat industry is nowhere near large enough to compete with, you know, the agriculture industry. Big ag is huge. The culture war thing, I mean, here you got Donald Trump Jr. Tweeting, I'm pretty sure I ate 4 pounds of red meat yesterday, and, you know, posting pictures of him and his dumb and dumber brother Eric, with dead elephants and dead cheetahs and dead rhinos and, you know, dead whatever they can shoot. I mean, these guys are so-called big game hunters, which is, you know, another way of saying pathetic men with little penises who run around with big guns to kill animals, you know, that are, you know, beautiful. The prettier, the more startling and stark, extraordinary and rare the animal, the more these guys get off on killing them, which, you know, gives you an insight into how just withered and dead their souls are. But that's the culture war part. He's crony capitalism, culture war, conspiracy theorizing. Oh my God, the lab-grown meat is going to turn you into, you know, fill in the blanks, right? It's and rejection of science. And of course, you know, the same thing. And it's not just the science of how you grow meat and all that. It's also the science of climate change. So he goes on to say, first, it puts the lie to any claim that the right is the side standing firm for limited government. Government doesn't get much more intrusive than having politicians tell you what you can and cannot eat. I find this fascinating. I remember, you know, in New York who was the mayor at the time? Was that Dinkins? I'm not sure who was the mayor at the time, but, you know, when they tried to eliminate the 16-ounce, Mike Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg was the mayor of New York when this happened. We've got an obesity problem, and it's starting, you know, kids are starting to get obese, so let's make it illegal to sell 16 and 20 and 24 and 26-ounce and 30-ounce soft drinks and limit them to 12 ounces. And the Republicans just went insane. Oh, my God, he wants to tell us what we can drink and how big our drinks can be, and this is big government, and this is the nanny state. And it was like for a month they were hysterical about it, and Bloomberg backed off. Those same people are now saying, no, we're not going to let you eat lab-grown meat, even though it's healthier for you and healthier for our planet. And, you know, once it reaches scale, it'll definitely be a lot cheaper. He goes on to say, politicians who claim to worship free markets should be vehemently opposed to any attempt to suppress innovation. But when it might hurt established interests, but which is what this amounts to, why aren't they? Part of the answer, he says, and this is, again, profound and true from Paul Krugman, he says part of the answer, of course, is that many never truly believed in freedom. Only freedom for some. Beyond that, however, meat consumption, like everything else, has been caught up in the culture wars. Real men eat beef. You know, I mean, we've seen these ads. Not some liberal substitute, right? So I just thought that was a story that was really, Republicans have done such a good job of promoting themselves as limited government. All they mean when they say limited government is that they want to cut programs that help working class and poor people, that cost the federal government money that has to be paid for with taxes on billionaires. That's all they mean. They want a limited government in as much as they don't want government to do things that help people like you and me, because some billionaire is going to have to pay for it with his taxes, or pay for some small part of it, actually. And, you know, therein is the truth. The whole limited government thing is the law. So let's just be clear about this, okay? And put to bed this stupid... It's just like they're saying they're pro-life. No, they're not pro-life. They're pro-pregnancy. They're pro-birth. But once a baby's born, you know, as I opened this segment, you know, once the baby is born, Republicans don't care. They don't want to feed them. They don't want to house them. They don't want to provide them with medical care. They don't even want to educate them.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Trump just got a huge warning sign in Indiana. I have to tell you about that, and I'll be picking up your calls. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You can see him every single Sunday win a Super Bowl, drive off in a Hyundai. Her baby crib is bigger than his. She was supposed to buy Tyco with her money. She bought LiPo with her money. Oh, I just got it tuned. Somebody just tuned in. Said, hey, I just tuned in. Was that actually Kanye or Mino singing that?
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something really good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. The new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com. And use the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com. Code TOM to get a free 30-day supply on all bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advance and save 15%. GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. 21 minutes past the hour, so this unexpected warning for Trump. This is fascinating. Yesterday, Indiana had a primary. And when the results came in last night, now on the Democratic side, I believe that President Biden was unopposed. It appears that none of the other candidates got their names on the ballot, so he got 100% of the vote. But Donald Trump was, you know, Nikki Haley was still on the ballot. Now Nikki, just to be clear, Nikki Haley has said, "I'm no longer running. Don't vote for me." In fact, I believe that she's endorsed Donald Trump. And yet, 22% of the people who showed up to vote in Indiana yesterday voted for Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. That is not a good sign for, you know, what did Stormy Daniels call him in the tweet that got read aloud in the courtroom yesterday, the orange turd? Not a good sign for him. I won't say that word again. My apologies. The other one is that there's a Republican, Victoria Spartz, S-P-A-R-T-Z, who is a member of Congress. She's a first-term member of Congress, a freshman member of Congress. And she's actually a Ukrainian immigrant. But she's a Republican, and she's gone, you know, full-on right-wing and embracing Trump and the whole bit, to the point that when the Ukraine aid package came before the House of Representatives a couple of weeks ago, she voted against it. She voted against support for the country where she has family, which is bizarre. I mean, voting with Putin. But anyhow, that should have gotten her, you know, a lot of Republican votes in theory, right? But she only got 39% of the vote in the primary. Now, that was enough for her to hang on to her seat. I mean, she will remain in Congress. It's a red district, so winning the primary means you win the general election. But 39%, and by the way, she spent $700,000 of her own money in the last 2 weeks of the race because the polling was showing, you know, how badly she was doing. This is suburban Indianapolis. So, you know, keep in mind, Indiana gave Trump a double-digit margin, over 10% in 2016 and in 2020. But Tuesday night, even though Trump won all of the state's 58 delegates, Nikki Haley posted above 30-point performances in Indianapolis, Marion County, and Hamilton County, which is an affluent suburb to the south of Marion County. Now, this might have something to do with it. I mean, Vice President Mike Pence was the governor of Indiana, and before that, he was the congressman from Indiana, and before that, he was a talk show host in Indiana. It's just a right-wing talk show host. That's how Mike Pence got. Before that, his family owned a bunch of kind of 7-Eleven type convenience stores. They were called Tobacco Row. That's why in 2000, Mike Pence wrote an op-ed for an Indiana newspaper saying that there's no proof that tobacco causes cancer. I mean, you know, he'll lie about anything, right? But he's not lying about Donald Trump. Mike Pence, the former governor, congressman, talk show host, and vice president, is openly saying now that he will not vote for Donald Trump, and he's not going to endorse Donald Trump. Actually, his spokesperson declined to say how he voted on Tuesday, but he has declined to endorse Donald Trump. This suggests to me that, again, that the polls are way off. Now, I have to be careful here. You know, in the 2016 election, I realized, and Louise reminded me this morning when we were taking our walk, that in 2016, I did say that I was concerned that Trump was going to win. I did at one point predict that Trump was going to win. On multiple other occasions, I predicted that Hillary Clinton was going to win. So, you know, and it wasn't that I was trying to have it both ways. It was that, you know, circumstances were changing, and but I'm not running around saying, oh, I accurately predicted 2016. But the point is that, you know, this is a very tight race. It was a tight race in 2016. It was a tight race in 2020. Joe Biden won by 80,000 votes in four states, maybe five states. And, you know, which raises the question, what's wrong with America that somebody like Donald Trump, a convicted rapist, a convicted fraudster, a convicted thief, well, he's been sued over 3,000 times for theft. Ran a fake charity, stole money from children from a children's cancer charity. I mean, if Joe Biden had done even one of any of those things, he would be politically toast. It would be the end of his career. Sleeping with a porn star and a Playboy bunny and paying them off to stay quiet. And now, you know, sitting in a courtroom ranting. What's wrong with this country? How can we even consider? You know, Gary Hart got knocked out in the Democratic primary because he got a picture taken with a woman on his lap. I'll be back with your calls right after.
You're
this.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What say you? Back with your calls in just a moment. Nikki Haley, 21.7% in Indiana last year.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They're President Biden's most outspoken comments yet about Israel's war in Gaza.
We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
The president on CNN talking about the U.S. pausing shipment of 1 ton and 1/4 ton bombs to Israel so they won't be used in Rafah.
They go into Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
An attorney for a black U.S. Air Force airman shot dead by police at his off-base apartment in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, was shot by Okaloosa County deputies who burst into the wrong apartment responding to a report of a disturbance. Attorney Benjamin Crump says Roger Fortson was on a video call when it happened. Here in New York City, Reuven Kahane charged with felony assault after, say, police he hit a woman with his car during a student-led pro-Palestinian demonstration. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. Democrats say Republicans are playing games with millions of dollars for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
It means that communities from Peshtigo to French Island are still waiting to help clean up their water. And it means that more people won't be getting the health care services they need.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Bruce Springsteen movie project Deliver Me From Nowhere is picking up steam. Jeremy Allen White will play the boss, and Jeremy Strong is in talks to play the man behind the boss, manager John Landau. The film is centered around the making of Springsteen's 1982 critically acclaimed album Nebraska. The film is being adapted from the book Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska by Warren Zanes. Jeremy Strong is best known for playing Sebastian Roy in the HBO hit Succession. Shaquille O'Neal raised some eyebrows when he posted a message on Instagram saying, "I understand. I wouldn't have been in love with me either. Wishing you all the best. All love, Shaq." Social media speculators were out in force, saying it was probably in response to his ex-wife, Shawnee Henderson's new memoir. Shaq and Shawnee have 4 children together. I promise you, I tried really hard to make a free throw joke here, but it just didn't fit. Hang in there, Shaq. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price here. The overnight, mostly cloudy skies and mid-40s for lows, northeast winds, just a bit breezy. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s. There may be one or two showers out there. Otherwise, winds will be gusty out of the northeast. It's 53 at our studios.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese for National Lost Sock Memorial Day and talk to a longstanding Wisconsin sock maker. Paul Noonan with sports, Brittany Merlot with weather and wine. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Some amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And Josie Ann in Valley Ford, California. Hey, Josie Ann, what's up?
I just had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my question is, I don't understand. I'm not, I'm not a college graduate or anything, but the expression from the river to the sea, I don't know why everybody gets upset about that saying. I don't understand it.
There's Israel's borders on the east side is the River Jordan, and on the other side of the river is the country of Jordan. And on the west side is the Mediterranean Ocean, the sea. And one of the slogans that has been used in the past by Palestinians and basically people who just hate Jews or hate Israel is that the entire area should be purged of Jews. You know, from the river to the sea should be Palestine. And so, you know, that's a you can understand why Israelis and Jews would be a little offended by that, or a lot offended by that. On the other hand, the phrase has been also used by, and is currently right now being used by people like Ben Gavir, these people in these right-wing folks in Netanyahu's cabinet, who are saying that from the river to the sea should be entirely Jewish. And that all of the Palestinians should be purged. They want the 20% of Palestinians who are Israeli citizens to be expelled from Israel. And they want all of the Palestinians who are on the West Bank, and the West Bank is up against the Jordan River, and Gaza is up against the sea. They want all of them purged. And so you've got both Palestinian and Jewish ideologues, or whatever you want to call them, who are using this phrase as a way of basically calling for genocide, or at least, at the very least, ethnic cleansing, displacement. There's now a third one that has emerged from the campus protests, where you've got campus protesters chanting peace from the river to the sea. In other words, let's live together. Let's create a two-state solution between the river and the sea. And, you know, let Palestinians have their own country in Gaza and on the West Bank. So it's gotten complicated, and no one really owns that phrase, but that's where it all came about. And but I'd say for the last, 30, 40 years, by and large, the phrase has meant essentially kill all the Jews or expel them from the region. And that's why it's considered so offensive. Answer your question, Josie Ann?
Yeah, but the other thing is, I'm kind of tired of hearing about, when they talk about what's going on over there in Gaza, and we got to get to Hamas, we got to get to Hamas. Yeah, but you're killing all these people at the same time, and I'm a little upset. I know Biden is trying, I understand, but it's a little late his effort. Now he's kind of keeping some of the weapons away from them, but
a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, it should have been dealt with right away. I don't mind.
Well, right away, we didn't know how extreme Netanyahu was going to be, but I would have liked to have seen this kind of action earlier.
Now, you know, I don't disagree with that, but I think, you know, we're and Israel's an ally, and the, you know, the, all of these shipments of arms have been based on, you know, treaties and laws that are all, you know, certifiable. They're all good. But
yeah, my thing is, you know, like I said, I'm not like a wizard or anything. I've always questioned, like, why is it that Israel is so well protected?
Because the people around them want to kill them.
There's other reason. I think it pertains to World War II. And I mean, at one point,
the point? World War II was
we also know that Henry Ford supported Hitler. He hated Jews, and it didn't put America in a very good light. So I don't know if that's a compensation on our part to make us look good, like, oh, well, you know, we did.
No, I don't think so. I think what we're trying to do is stand up for people who have been oppressed and murdered. The problem is that
Palestinians have to die for us to stand up for them?
I get that. And beyond that, it's not, you know, the extent that we've been fighting for and standing up for Jewish people, why are we, you know, there's many Black and Hispanics people in this country who are saying, well, wait a minute, why aren't you fighting for and standing up for us? I mean, where is all the outrage about you know, Black and Hispanic racism? Thank you for the call. Right now, you've got in Congress Republicans holding hearings. I mean, Liz Stefanik and friends are holding hearings again today. Now they're dragging, instead of college presidents, they're dragging like, you know, school administrators and superintendents of schools before their committee to say, you know, anti-Semitism in K-12. Well, what about anti-Black racism? I mean, that's also a major problem in the United States. In fact, I'd say it's probably arguably a much larger problem. It certainly has been, over the long term, a much deadlier problem and continues to be in many ways. But, of course, you'll never hear a Republican concerned about anti-Black racism. Ari in Eureka, California. Hey, Ari, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. So every time you have a representative on answering questions, people always call in and say, well, why don't we get the word out? Why don't we get the word out? And as much as I would love to see the Tom Hartman coffee store chain across America, I think a better idea is progressive troll farms. I think the only way you can counter troll farms is with troll farms. Is someone doing this? And if they're not, why not?
That's a great suggestion. You know, get one of these very wealthy people. I mean, it doesn't cost a lot. That's why Russia's doing it. It's a very, very cost-effective way of altering public perception. The big challenge right now, Ari, is that the algorithms for both Facebook and Twitter, or X, have clearly been tweaked to favor right-wing propaganda or trolls and diminish left-wing. But, you know, if they could pick up a following, I like that.
Yeah, we need more traffic. I mean, if we have more traffic, the algorithm is going to change.
Maybe.
Because money.
Maybe. I mean, you know, Zuckerberg was having secret dinners with Trump. Elon Musk is openly supporting Trump and right-wingers. You know, maybe. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Ari, thank you so much for that.
Sign me up. I'll work there.
Okay, there you go. Ari, thanks for the call. Jonathan in Santa Monica. Hey, Jonathan, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I got a few things on my mind. A brief comment about those troll farms, though. Before Twitter became X, there was a cover-up of the Hunter Biden. Both families of our last two presidents are basically crime families run by the children of the presidents. And it switches back and forth.
I think that's a pretty absurd statement, Jonathan. Hunter Biden took a job as a member of the board of directors of Burisma, for which he was paid, you know, a stupid amount of money.
But that doesn't
mean that he's a criminal. There were a bunch of other people on their board. He was exploiting the fact that his father was president. He did not run a fake charity. He did not run a fake university. He did not commit tax fraud. He did not commit insurance fraud. You know, the Trump family is clearly criminal right up to their eyebrows. And I just don't think you can say that about Hunter Biden or the Biden family.
Right, but what I'm trying to... all right, that was probably a wrong way to express what I feel about the corruption in both parties. I know the Republican Party is worse, but we are faced with such a choice between two evils.
So what are you going to do about it, Jonathan?
Well, I voted for Jill Stein, but the problem is...
In that case, then you voted for Donald Trump. Jonathan, thanks for the call. I have a thing against talking to stupid people, so I'm going to move along. John in Portland. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
So I'm going to preface this by saying that I am a House district leader for the local Democratic Party, and I'm a neighborhood leader. So I hear this all the time in our meetings about trying to get the word out. And your last caller talking about the troll farms. That's one way to do it. I don't know. I'm wondering, did you ever watch Prime Minister's Questions on BBC America?
Oh, yeah. I used to love it.
Okay. So one of my things that I used to watch in there is that if you got a moron like Donald Trump up in front of there, he would be absolutely unable to answer policy questions.
I agree.
In any way that would convince anyone to. So why doesn't the Democratic Party form a shadow government to question that and to say, this is what the Republicans are doing. This is what the party in power is doing. This is what we would do in this situation.
John, you are arguing. I argued for that. In fact, I wrote an op-ed arguing for that during the Trump presidency. You're singing my song.
Great. I love
your tune. Great minds think alike.
I've always wanted to ask Ro Khanna or Pocan, but I'm never driving consistently enough that I catch these guys. I would love to hear what they have to say about that if you ever have a chance to bring it up.
I'll try to remember.
The only way to get the message out there is to do it effectively.
Yeah.
And if you put Donald Trump up in front and make him ask policy questions, he's going to fail, and people are going to say, we don't want this moron as a president.
And not just Trump, pretty much any Republican, because most of their policy positions are based on lies or, you know, cheap rhetoric. Thank you, John. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Mino and the Mayor.
I went for a walk yesterday, and I walked past the car, Jim's car, and I saw the light blink in the red light.
Oh.
So I come in here, I said, Jim, your meter's expired. He goes, no, it's not. I put in a bunch of money. I said, Jim, I think it's pretty sure it's your car. So he goes there, goes, I put it in the wrong meter.
So the guy next to me got free parking.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats, by going to drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. Hey, minutes before the hour, Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Well, how you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Okay, well, I called you because I had an epiphany, and I think it started from this weekend.
Yeah, Charles, I'm having a real hard time understanding you again. Are you just using your phone normally, or are you using Bluetooth or something? This happens a lot when you call.
Okay, what about now? Is it better?
Yeah, I mean, just use a phone, you know, use your regular phone. So what's on? So you said you had an epiphany?
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't good.
Uh-oh.
Because when I think about yesterday, I think sort of solidified into my mind because, you know, all the Stormy Daniels stuff, and there go Eileen Cannon. You know, postponing the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Indefinitely, to me, in my mind. And,
right.
But I'm just thinking, you know, you go back and you think about
I would say Reagan, what he did to Carter with the hostages.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Nixon, you know, messing with the Paris Accords, keeping the Vietnam War going. And I'm just thinking, there's too many Republicans. It's probably going to be prosecuted if Trump goes to trial, and then especially what he did for January 6th. And I'm just thinking, it's in the bag, man. No matter what, the courts are going to delay, you know.
Some of the courts.
To delay everything.
Judge Mershon is not doing any delays, and Judge Shotkin was trying not to do any delays.
No. I meant the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
The Supreme Court has... And even right now, why aren't we at least marching in front of their homes or in front of the courts? Yeah. You know, the Supreme Court itself saying, you know, let's get this decision over with. They should be making this decision and making it final. But by them delaying it, I think they're going to try everything in their power to steal this election under our...
I think you're right. And my final prediction of the day is that Trump gets convicted in New York in this Stormy Daniels trial, this election interference trial, and then he appeals it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court lets him off. We'll see what happens. Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. Charles, thanks for the call. Marguerite in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Marguerite, what's up?
Hi. Tom, you mentioned a while ago the hearings in D.C. that are going on.
Yeah, right now.
All of these hearings for these college presidents and the now high school presidents, that's so similar to the communists. Hearings that went back, what, in the 40s?
Yeah, it's like HUAC all over again, the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Right, exactly. And they are intimidating these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at what happened with the president of Colombia. They terrified her, and she just caved and said, okay, I'll bring in the cops. We'll do the whole brutal thing.
And the lady from Harvard quit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I know there was other circumstances, but... The effect was the, you know, that she quit effectively after that. So I just wanted to point that out.
Well, thank you. You did a good job of it. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Marguerite. Paul in Chicago. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I'm fed up. I'm tired. I'm really disgusted, frankly, by the justice system in the fact that now we're hearing that the judge in Florida has postponed the trial indefinitely, and the prosecutor, what I'm most upset about is that the special prosecutor who threatened a month ago to file for a writ of mandamus against this judge has done nothing.
Well, we don't know. I mean, she just did the indefinite postponement yesterday, so, you know, give Jack Smith a week.
Oh, no, but he was going to do it. He was going to do it when they didn't get the results of those rulings a month ago.
Yeah.
And it's not just that. It's you know, the judge in New York the other day literally told Donald Trump's attorney and Donald Trump that, you know, you're the former president of the United States and you could be the president again, and then wouldn't throw him into jail for contempt. I mean, it's like they're favoring this man, and it's just corroding the rule of law in this country.
I completely agree. You know, I completely agree. And you know, hopefully we'll get past this and we can recover from it. Paul, thank you. Yes, well said. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, actor, and Wisconsin native Eric Price, and the group Onstage for Cancer stops by to perform live in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.